Hi, I'm Stephen Coe. I work for KPN, which is a telco, the largest telco in the Netherlands, and as a penetration tester in the security team.
My name is Rob Kuijters. I'm an incident response handler, so I do everything which Stephen finds or which our customers find. We will resolve it, mitigate it, and make sure that it's secure again. So our talk is about it's inspired by the events last year, the events at our fellow operator in Belgium, Belgacom. They were allegedly hacked by, they say, GCHQ, which we don't know for sure, of course. So that's why we got interested in Stephen asked me questions about what GRX actually is, and where it stands for, what it does, what you can find there. And to me also, it was interesting to have an idea what intelligence services or spy agencies, whatever you name it, could find in a network as GRX. So that is the inspiration for our talk.
Yeah. So it really came about because, as Rob said, you know, why? What's interesting on the GRX? Why is this high profile? Sort of, well, it's high profile now and disclosed. What sort of information is there that is useful and revealing? So we said, I started asking around the group, hey, what is this? What do you know about it? And it turns out that not a lot of people know about it. The knowledge on GRX and what it does, where it is, who runs it, what protocols run through it, is not widespread. And if you Google for GRX security, for example, on the internet, you don't find a lot. So it's not a known area as such. So we decided it'll be an interesting talk to share information.
Yeah. So to come back, to explain actually what GRX is, you have a lot of mobile operators who do mobile data currently, and to make it possible for you to roam outside your network, you need something in between to carry your data traffic towards your own home network. So for example, when you're visiting the Netherlands and your home network is in Croatia, for example, the connection which you will make will pass through the network to Croatia again. So there was a need for something in between, and to make sure that not every operator has to do his own connections from its own network. The GSMA, so the GSM Association, decided that there should be something in between, which is like a hub for the mobile operator. So you can connect to that, and then you have a connection to any roaming partner you wish. So that is, they started GRX actually. So it's a GSMA founded network. And a lot of tier one operators of ISPs, carriers, like Level 3, Entity, Telenor, they separated part of the network and made it available for the mobile network operators to carry their traffic across. So it's a network separate from the internet. So it shouldn't be, it's like a walled garden network. It shouldn't be open, exposed to the outside world. And that made us wonder how, if you follow the trails which Belgium, how they think it happened, that made us wonder if that's the only way in. So that's where we start investigating if the network as such is as close as it is.
Yeah. And so from starting from that, we decided, okay, in the talk we describe the architecture. So essentially, what is the GRX? What is it made of? So how, what devices are used in the GRX, and who runs it, and then show what sort of traffic goes across it, and why it's interesting to the spy agency. So we actually show live traffic capture and decode it in some tools to see, okay, this is kind of information that you can get, and that includes your browsing traffic. So if you're roaming and you check in your Facebook, you're searching for something through 3G, the GPRS, that's all that traffic that's roaming, that is going through GRX. So we show that information, as well as information including where you are, because you're roaming the GRX network, and the traffic within it needs to know, needs to keep a tag of you, of your location and where you're at any point in time. So those sort of information that, you know, are what we reveal in the talk. And then going from that, as Rob was saying, how easy is it to get onto GRX? So it's supposed to be a separate network to the internet. And we, through our research by limited port scanning and host discovery, knowing where to look, the starting point, we show that it's not such a close walled garden separate network after all. There are a lot of operators are misconfiguring their BGP routes so that you can access your GRX devices from the internet. So it's exposed from that point of view. And also we noticed and discovered that the best practices in IT security, so that's minimizing the services you expose to the internet, updating your services, applying your security patches, hardening your system so to prevent exploitation and compromise. Yeah, they're largely, there's a lot of operators that are not doing this. So they install equipment 5-10 years ago, and it's out there, and it's just sitting out there. So that's kind of information we're showing, that you don't have to get on the GRX even to exploit this sort of stuff, and two, there are a lot of vulnerabilities that can be exploited even from the outside. So the ultimate aim for a spy agency, for example, is to capture traffic. So to capture traffic, you need to essentially exploit or own a system. So whether it's a GGSN, which is the main equipment used to create to carry the roaming traffic,
yeah,
or the routers in between. So what you want to do is to be able to compromise it. So from our research, we found that there are outdated software and misconfigurations, meaning that you don't even have to go to the black market and buy some zero-day exploits to exploit these things. You can get your free copy of Metasploit, and the exploits are there. So as long as, if you know where to look, you can point and shoot, and you can own these systems and then compromise them. Because it's based on what you're doing, your communication, so your privacy information, and where you are. This is valuable for anyone. So if you're a crime syndicate and we want to see what you are doing and when you're traveling, what emails you're sending or who you're talking to,
where you are
and where you are to track you, then yeah, that is useful. So anyone who wants to know these information, it would be interesting too.